temporary arbitrary rules
which
to see how boundless is our pool.
If not for the emergence of the state, we would by now have a science-based principle on the. If not for the emergence of the state, we would now have a science based on the principle of play rather than terror. If not for the emergence of the state, we would now have a science based on the principle of play rather than terror.
And for those of you who are into chaos theory, and certainly this has to do with communication, the way that we communicate and the way things like that travel, it's, you know, it is like a lovely, playful chaos in which it travels through that structure.
And if you look at the period of time when modern science was really getting its footing, like with Newton coming up with different, you know, theories and ideas, and see how the kind of political system that was going on then, and then you look at Goethe's ideas on political on how science could be studied through a gentle empiricism, and then Goethe went on to develop Rudolf Steiner's ideas. Okay, here's another. At the moment the first pharaoh enslaves the first Fahin, play becomes childish for frivolity, and the serious adult appears. Hitherto, play itself became quite serious. Archaeologists call it culture.
Yes. So I think that's a good place to stop. But like,
yeah.
culture, our culture is play. It is a playful thing. It is an arbitrary structure, yes?
By our culture, what do you mean?
Hello.
Our?
Well, culture itself, I mean, it is so arbitrary. And so we create it, and we could create it playfully, but play was seen as just play and childhood crap that none of us should participate in, because what we're about is like enslaving people and creating these structures that, you know, it's just like the whole, I think everything that maybe our group might be wanting to take apart, so why not use the big tool, which is play, to help take apart the structure that is based on abusing and what making, creating profit off the earth or off of human activity, as opposed to, you know, anarchist without the hierarchy, playful, or that we could actually invent playful hierarchies if we want to, as long as we know that they're just bullshit.
you gotta take in the Peter principle of hierarchies.
What's,
you know,
that?
The Peter principle is where the higher up in the hierarchy you are, the less aware you are. What is it? The word I'm
looking
for.
You rise to the level of your
incompetence. You become more incompetent the higher you get up on the chain.
Is this based on Saint Peter?
I don't think so. So basically the people who really know what's going on are on the bottom level, and as it rises, and as the communication rises up to the top, it's gone through the whole idea of, it's like playing the telephone game. Exactly. And they get it, they get bad information and make decisions on bad information that really had nothing to do with what was going on down here, and then comes back down as a bad decision. By the time it makes it back down, it's even more transformed. And then you've got a whole messed up system. So the hierarchy system. Yeah,
that's the
exactly.
worst case.
And that's
the worst
what we
case,
see.
And unfortunately, it's the model of business where the chief executive decides based on information percolating up. But he can only know an iota of what happens on the floor.
Right.
Yet he's expected to make decisions, and he does. And the people who gravitate to the top are the ones who want the power to be able to make the decisions. Mm-hmm. But the wise manager accepts the decisions of the people on the floor percolating up and participates rather than dictates, which is not all that much of an exception, but I think we tend to view it from our cultural perspective as the president, the CEO, the guy that's going to ream your ass, you know, that type of stuff.
So are we going to create art and communication in order to percolate it up to the person who's going to then make the, you know, like, you know, do we want to like take our art and our activism and our communication and try to, you know, alter like what the governor's doing?
Well, how about
or are we more interested in, or you know, maybe it's both.
Well, recreating culture, maybe. I mean, it's. I don't know the exact words that McKenna has stated about culture. But I can't remember, but basically that it's a collective agreement upon the insanities that we've collectively agreed upon, right, or whatever it happens
mm-hmm.
to be. That is our culture, and so we need to come to a new agreement. On what, on our own, you know, I mean, if we stop agreeing with what we're being handed, then we can change it, you know. If everybody stops agreeing with it, it will fall apart and a new one will be made, so.
Do you think that we look at play as practice for reality or play as practice for adult life and that we are,
instead of
I'm saying culturally, it's our tradition. Not saying it's
good
or bad.
I think it's gotten marginalized into that because I definitely live in a surreal world in which I'm playing with all the things that come to me, and I play with the people, I play with the governor, you know, whatever. I get to play with everything.
I think it's more the other way around. Like real life is practice for play.
Yeah. Especially in the theater world.
Real life is practice for like. What
so
is that? Those aha moments. Those wonderful.
So somehow you want to reinforce play as spontaneity and artistic and empowering, and freedom, creative, and let it bubble up so
yeah.
that those who make the decision say, you know, this is pretty beautiful and
mm-hmm.
and yeah, we want
feels
to fund
good.
This or
stuff.
we have a culture regardless of what those people do, but we also probably want to keep some tabs
right.
on the man who's
well,
might be having some. But I think we should at least even
it's
play
like
with
the Joker,
the
clown role, right? So mm-hmm. you have, I mean, the Joker is great and wise, but he can grab his audience through trickery, right? He can work their mind without them even knowing it, right? So through art, I think, and play, we can, you know, there's always hidden meanings behind it, you know, that it's touching places in the mind and the consciousness.
Joker,
that can change it.
The Joker
right.
the Fool is a very powerful
yeah.
figure
right.
in culture.
And which correlates with the chaos theory as well. So he's kind of like the random variable that pops in and out.
We might be cultivating consciousness. That might be...
Well, I think, too, the Joker says, hey, don't take everything quite so seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You, what you see is not reality. Lighten
yeah.
up.
Yeah, reconsider.
So you want to create an arts community?
I think if since Scott and Asha and I put our like we combined our things, it would be nice if each of us sort of say what we're thinking. And everyone's
that was
doing.
A fantastic intro. My notes are really random.
So it's the chaos, just to let you know.
Woo.
Would you like to start out,
Rachel? Sure. My inspiration came mostly through the CDs that I put together. Can someone take notes while I talk? I'm sure I can take them at the same time.
You can't?
No, I'm sure I can't.